Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
My name is Celia, and as some of you may know, I had the privilege of being elected as a VI Talk trustee a few months ago. By way of introduction, I come from a South Asian background and a community where blindness is viewed as something negative. A community where blind women, such as myself, are often told that we are not capable of being independent or having high aspirations due to our gender and disability. As well as this, we are shackled by outdated concepts of honour and shame, something which I will explore in a future blog. I wasn't going to stand for this, so 4 years ago I decided to break away from this and embrace a life of independence and choice. After obtaining a psychology degree and a postgraduate diploma in law, I decided that the next step for me is to study for a master's in social work. But where was the question? In 2012, I moved from my hometown of Bradford to Leeds, which is just down the road. For me, this was a massive achievement in itself, as I thought that even this was beyond my capabilities. Although we received mobility training and lessons in daily living skills from school, opportunities to put them into practice were very few. I've always wanted to move and experience the fast-paced London life and the opportunities it has to offer, but always shrugged off the idea because I could never be capable of such a thing. So I had applied for courses at local universities and got accepted onto them. However, in March of this year, I went on holiday to Rome and it was one of the best experiences I've had. It was then that it hit me that the world is my oyster. We get one life and one opportunity to do what we want to do. So, upon returning, I decided to apply to a few universities down south. Because it was so late, I thought I had missed the opportunity. I was delighted when I was invited to an interview at the University of Kent, and even more so when they offered me a place a few weeks later. Kent was the ideal place to be, as it was less than an hour away from London, but not as expensive to live, so I could have my cake and eat it. Not really knowing what I was doing, I accepted the place, and that's when the panic hit. How could I move to the other side of the country, to somewhere where I know only a few people, when I had already built up my life from nothing? Could I do that again? Well, it was tough. I had no choice but to go for it. My anxiety started turning into excitement as I looked into the opportunities Kent and London had to offer, and how I would be able to further my campaigning work. This was a dream. However, 2 weeks before moving, panic hit again. I would be leaving my lovely flat, which already had a new tenant lined up. I would be leaving everyone and everything I know behind to start afresh. Could I do this? What if I didn't make any friends? Again, it was tough. I had already made arrangements for accommodation and firmly accepted the place at university, so there was no going back now. I either choose to embrace this, to get to know people, or I wallow in self-pity. The choice is mine. So with this in mind, I made the big move on the 14th of August, which is coincidentally Pakistan Independence Day, where my family come from originally. I remember walking into the studio apartment thinking, ooh, this is a bit small. But again, I either choose to wallow or make the most of it. I chose the latter. I've now been here for 3 weeks, and I know that it is the best decision I have made because it has forced me to get my act together, to become more independent. Within a week of being here, I learned the route to the shops, something which I have never done before in my life, and it won't stop there. My message to you is that you get one life. You, and only you, choose how you use it. Please don't waste it. Dare to take risks and push yourself. As Helen Keller said, security is an illusion. Life is either a daring adventure or it is nothing at all.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.